They respect the fact that there's a lot of people out there that care about this.
Carl Malamud, it's been a great pleasure speaking with you and hearing about both the work that you did back in the early 90s, as well as the work you're doing today, and continue to.
Hi, this is Marion and Dewey the dog. We're in the Love Shack at the Greenville Drive-In. You're listening to WGXC ACRA, Hudson Catskill.
This is Cheryl Kay, host of Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. The show is a weekly one-hour program focused on jazz and improvised music, news, radio, conversations, and more that airs on Thursdays at 10 a.m. and Fridays at 4 a.m. To contact us about Situation Fluxus, thejazzdisturbance@gmail.com or info@wgxc.org. Keep tuned in to 90.7 FM, wavefarm.org/listen, tune in, and on the Wavefarm Radio app on your smartphone. Our website is wgxc.org.
Tuesday, tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County, every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music pick and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with music for the masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC afternoon show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Acre on 90.7 WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Willa Kay of West Shokan, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration. But most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
In LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to Transmission Art and Experimental Sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC, hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
for rehearsing and nursing a part. We know every card by heart. Overture, curtain lights, this is it. We'll hit the heights, and oh, what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
We are extremely pleased that you are here.
Forever.
It is good to come together for the purpose of co-creating. Do you agree? Just like that. You're knowing what you are wanting?
No memory whatsoever.
Hello.
It is an expanding thing, yes.
Hello.
And that's good, yes?
Hello, can you hear me?
Well, here's what it says.
It's beginning to rival people.
This is what it says.
It is beginning to rival people.
This is what it says.
Can you hear me?
Well, here's what it says.
Hello?
The pulse. Like.
Can you hear me?
The pulse that is erratic and irregular. The pulse. Thousands of minutes a month.
Can you hear me?
For dozens of hours a week.
Oh. So I'm not interested in dying the way that people did in the past. I would rather be dead than die of the diseases of aging.
We're going to start to add 10, 20, 30 years on your life. Longevity, escape velocity.
Because we're not dead today.
The point at which for every year that you're alive, technology is extending your life for more than a year.
You don't have to die.
People who want to live.
Hello. Hello.
Wouldn't it be nice to have the option
yeah.
to extend our lives as long as we wish?
Starting to upload ourselves.
What are you worried about?
Several versions of you exploring the universe reanimate you in different forms. Something will be backing us up.
Because it is possible. It is inevitable.
But we don't think it's inevitable. We think it can be stopped.
And perhaps it's not even there.
The pulse.
But if it is,
you'll recognize it.
Ingenious intelligence
I recognize.
Helps to interrupt growth.
You'll recognize it. I recognize
cytotoxic interspace.
Blocking duplication.
Entirely reduplicated.
You'll recognize
it. I already said. A 7-year-old innocent child with cytotoxic interspace.
You do recognize it.
A variety of cells in the network must grow.
You'll recognize it.
We're in the midst of an experiment on my grandchildren and your children. We're in the midst of an experiment. It's the pulse.
Congratulations.
We don't have a control group.
The world's biggest problems, but the world's biggest business opportunities.
Over a lifetime.
You're here.
That irregular pulse signal.
Congratulations.
The pulse.
I don't think you can do anything.
Pulse.
But go ahead.
Pulse.
We have more capital available than ever in human history.
This is our last chance.
Pulse. Microwave radiation.
And I think
your owner's manual.
It's a winner.
Says that the smartphone should never be within about an inch of the body.
The pulse in your pocket.
We want it. We don't doubt it. We want it. We imagine it. We want it. We believe it. We want it. We feel good about wanting it. We say yes.
Yeah.
And you can. You want to. We know you do. You want to. And you can. We know you want to. And you can. It's done.
What is the cloud?
Did we tell you? It's the pulse.
We assume that our digital lives will last forever.
It's done.
Just like any physical media that's been damaged. Once it's gone,
it's done.
It's done.
It's huge.
The future has a way of inventing itself.
We have to be very careful that we don't get stuck in the myths.
If we.
Of what is ethical.
If you.
Don't say hello.
What's inevitable?
It's knowing the way I'm going to die.
Wait a minute, you told me you heard my voice through the toaster?
Do you agree?
Gone. It may as well not exist.
This is the operator on your call to the negative land.
If we.
Are you Mr. Edge?
If you.
We haven't heard from that. Do you want to keep crying for you?
Just like that.
You want to cancel? Okay, we'll cancel for now. Thank you.
That was the title track, The World Will Decide, from Negative Land's 2020 album of that same name, on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC morning show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
Good evening, Mr. Apolloni. I'm the sergeant, and this is Officer Doney. I read your statement, and I have a few questions.
Look, I already told you guys everything.
Yeah, well, it's not adding up.
I know.
I want the truth.
Fine.
Buddy, I got a dead body on my hands, and I need answers.
You won't believe it if I told you.
Try me.
I will.
You wouldn't believe some of the things I've believed.
Okay. Okay, then. I was out of the Little League Diamond at Hyde Park. I was alone. Tossing the ball up in the air to practice my catches, you know? I threw myself a high popper, wide to my right, so I could try a diver. And I ended up right by the third base, with a face full of dirt. As I looked up, I saw a big, hairy foot, standing on third base. The dust cloud settled, and there it was. A chimpanzee, staring right down at me. He was wearing some sort of loincloth, smiling. And then he used sign language to communicate to me. "Gonna kill your wife," he said. I closed my eyes, rubbed the dirt from them, and when I reopened them, he was gone. He was gone.
No chimp.
No chimp. I assumed I just imagined it. Maybe I had knocked myself loopy from landing so hard.
Did you make the catch?
No. But I don't think I did imagine it, because when I got home, I found my wife all over the house, torn apart, savagely, limbs in every room, heart ripped out, head was smushed. I called 911, but I lost her on the way to the hospital. And I know that chimp had something to do with this. I know how crazy this all sounds.
And you expect me to believe that shit?
No.
Well, I do.
Why?
I know you're telling the truth. I'm just messing with you.
What?
Officer Tony, can you leave me and the suspect alone for a little while?
Okay, Sarge.
Oh, and tell him out front to hold my calls. I'll be slinking through a secret corridor that leads to an old subterranean lair.
Okay, bye.
Mr. Apollone, follow me, please.
The sergeant then peeled back a large square of rug under the interrogation table and lifted a trap door. He led me down a dark stone staircase that led deep underground. He lit candles on the wall as he went, incrementally exposing every crack in this ancient crumbling catacomb. We descended until we reached a hallway where salty crystal icicles hung from a head-high ceiling. Up ahead, there seemed to be a fire already burning. When he led me to the final room, I discovered the firelight was coming from a birthday cake. On it were dozens of burning candles that illuminated a beehive-shaped monolith behind it, lined with human skulls. What is this place?
Yeah, it was the chimp, all right. I've been trying to stop that damn thing for years, to no avail. These here are the skulls of its victims. I collect them down here in hopes that they find peace. I will add your wife's skull here next.
Cool.
I know you will find this hard to believe.
Try me.
That's not just a chimp that you saw, but the ghost of a chimp.
What?
A chimp named Mark Twain.
What?
You see, many years ago, that chimp was being kept as a pet. For its 10th birthday, its keepers threw a huge birthday party for it at the Diamond at Hyde Park.
What?
Everything was going fine. There were balloons. But when they thrust the birthday cake in Mark Twain's face so he could blow out the candles, the little flickering flames startled the chimp and it went berserk. It smashed the cake to the ground, but that wasn't the worst of it. It also maimed and murdered. 30 people were at that party. None were left unscathed. If they weren't killed, they at least had some part of them ripped off. The SPCA arrived at the scene and shot that chimp, and as he lay dying, he signed the words, "Gonna come back as a ghost and kill people."
Worst birthday ever.
Every year I come down here and put another candle on this cake. There's no way to catch this monkey, so I do what I can to try to appease his enraging spirit. So far, nothing has helped.
Hey, how do you know so much about this Mark Twain?
The answer to that is the zipper.
The zipper?
See this zipper around my wrist? Go ahead. Unzip it.
The sergeant had pulled up his sleeve to show me a zipper that circled his wrist. And as I unzipped it, hair sprouted from underneath as I went. Until the most uncanny revelation. What? You have a chimp hand under this fake human hand.
I know so much about Mark Twain because I was there at that party. Some say I was even his owner. If you weren't lucky enough to die at that party, you lost a limb or a nose or private, and in its place miraculously grew the body part of a chimpanzee. I've tried cutting it off, and it just grows right back. A permanent reminder of our failings in trying to tame the wild in nature. And now our humanity is forever held in captivity to that moment. But I'll never quit trying to stop him. I feel too responsible.
The sergeant then took out his human eye and wiped a tear from the chimp eyeball behind it. It was sad. "Well, Sergeant," I said, "I'm ready to join you in this fight to avenge the death of my Janine." I held out my hand, and the sergeant shook it with his big, hairy paw.
Go ahead. You're free to go. And don't tell anyone about this.
So I left that ghastly cellar of death. But before I did, I turned around. Hey, Sarge. It's gonna be okay. We have each other. I may have lost a wife that night, but I gained a friend.
For some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
You must understand the meaning of any facts you wish to remember.
Everything you were doing was gone.
This is normal.
Not normal.
Normal.
This is not normal.
As if this is normal. This is not normal.
Dogs bark with the voices of children pretending to be dogs. And that's normal.
Trust your memory.
You know, yesterday hates today. In the world we live in the modern world we live in, yesterday hates today. Today hates yesterday and tomorrow. Tomorrow hates yesterday. And as long as the days keep coming, there will be more and more tomorrows to be hated. There will be more and more tomorrows,
more and more tomorrows,
more and more tomorrows to be hated. Most importantly, though, you can always count on the fact that there is no greater hate than today has for today. If you find this hard to believe, then believe what you can for now and put away the rest for safekeeping, because you never know what you might begin to believe later. You never know what you might begin to believe later.
True or false?
If I say to you, this statement is false, let's just think about this statement for a minute. If the statement is true, then the statement is true.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
In LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply.
Good for you. There's a story you once told, and it had to do with World War II.
And oh, you were I know the one about the dentist.
Yes, this thing
true.
Is stranger than fiction.
Well, it's true. To make it short, I had some dental work to be done. You know, they put in temporary fillings,
mm-hmm.
and. I had never had it done before. What is it? Lead?
I think in those days they were putting in temporary lead fillings. Yeah.
It was quite a while ago.
During the war.
Yeah. And.
World War II.
Yes. And I had several, upper and lower. And I went to work that day, and I got home very late. And it was, I don't remember what year, but it. It was after they had taken the Japanese out of California and unfortunately put them in the camps, which was a very sad time in California. And we were all on our guard, you know, about many things. There had been a Japanese submarine sighted in Santa Barbara, mm-hmm. and a Japanese fighter plane had been sighted going over our home one evening. It was touchy times. Anyway, this particular night was about 1:15, and I was driving alone. I had 35 miles to drive, and it wasn't any fun. It was just a normal night. I wasn't frightened or anything. I was just driving along, and a road that I'd taken many times. And all of a sudden, I heard music. But I mean with a great beat, you know. And I looked down to turn off my radio, and it wasn't on. And I turned around and looked to see if there's anyone behind me. And the music was getting louder and louder and louder. And I realized it was in my mouth. And it was beating in my ears. I could hear the tune and everything. I recognized the tune. And then it started to fade out.
Yeah.
What the hell was that? You know, what could it possibly be? And I didn't know what it was. So the next day, I mentioned it at the studio to Buster Keaton. And he said, What street were you on? Moore Park? And I said, yes. He said, you went by the radio station. You picked it up. Well, you got any fillings? I said, yes. He said, you picked it up in your teeth. Well, I could hardly wait to go by there again. And I didn't go by at the same time of night, so nothing happened. Right. There was no music playing, but I could hardly wait.
Call in a request.
Right. But about 5 nights later, because I had to wait, I don't know, a couple weeks for those teeth that were getting fixed. I was going up another street, almost home, and I was passing 4 vacant lots that were all raised so they could build the Birmingham Hospital. And as I went by there, I heard... I'm picking it up with my teeth.
You mean...
Yes. And I stopped the car. Then I looked around. The Morse code, like. And I backed the car up, and it got stronger and stronger, and I kept on backing it up until it really got strong, and my whole jaw was vibrating. Like this. And then I got the hell out of there. I went boom like this because it was very late. Yeah. And I couldn't wait to get back to MGM the next morning and tell the security office, and they found an underground Japanese transmitting
radio station.
Honest to God.
That is it. Is that a great story?
But then they just found it was one of the gardeners calling one of his friends.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
No,
but they
true.
Really,
yeah.
And they captured them, and they, you helped?
I don't know what happened to them. I just turned it over.
Let's have a look at those teeth that helped win the war.
Professor, I don't see how a smack in the jaw could turn him into a radio.
Well, he's not a radio skipper. He's merely a simple form of receiver. You see, the high-frequency sound waves are emanating from the molar, which is pushed against...
Never mind all the technicalities, Professor. The thing I'm getting at is I've been belted many times before, but the only thing that ever came out of my mouth was a loose tooth.
From what I've been able to see, one of Gilligan's molars has been jolted out of position and shoved against a tooth with a silver filling. Open, Gilligan.
This is station KALU, Honolulu, the voice of Pina.
Close. Not too unusual a situation. It's happened a number of times.
Yes, but not to Gilligan.
Well, the atmospheric conditions, the metal in his mouth, the shape of his skull have all combined to make him a receiver.
Is there any chance, Professor, instead of being a receiver, could we make him a sender so we could get a message to Hawaii?
No, I'm afraid not, Skipper. And unless I miss my guess, the position of his head and his body will bring in different stations. Watch. Open up, Gilligan.
Solid steel shower head.
They're Camden taxi.
Well, I'll be darned.
Gilligan, your tooth may go back into position by itself, or perhaps I'll have to find a non-conductive substance to coat it with. Or maybe I'll pull the tooth. Well, you make the decision. I have to keep checking these weather reports.
What's the latest on the typhoon?
Still headed this way.
Which is bearing down on the southwest Pacific area is...
Gilligan, will you close your mouth?
And there will be hourly reports from this station.
You are going to have to stay away from this transistor radio, Gilligan. The signals you're emitting are loud enough to cause interference.
Well, I'll take him over and show the girls. Wouldn't it be wonderful if our little buddy could be turned into a color TV?
Yes, ma'am. This is Dennis Oliver.
Yes, you called and hung up on me.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I got disconnected somewhere. Yes, ma'am. I had a question for you, hoping maybe you could help me with something. I don't have no dentist up here in this area. I just moved up here from Houston, Texas. And before I left down there, I had some gold and a silver teeth was put in my mouth, you know. And lately, when I lay down at night, this may sound crazy.
But it starts to hurt?
No, I can hear a radio station.
I don't know anything about that one. Honest to God, I've never heard of that.
You hadn't?
No, sir.
Yes,
really
ma'am. I really can't.
Fun. I really hadn't heard it.
No, yes, ma'am. But I mean, I'll tell you what now. Seriously.
You really can't hear? Are the two teeth right side by side?
Yes, ma'am. They're right side by side. And I'll tell you what, my old lady says she can't hear it or nothing, but I can't even go to sleep for it. You ever heard anything like that?
No, but let me go ask Dr. Rachel.
Well, just a minute. I don't want you to bother him. I just want to ask you a couple of things. And I because this, I know this sounds crazy. You know, she says she can't hear him. And I done called. I called two dentists down there in Houston before I left. The one that did it was out of town. And he said, of course, the lady worked for him, act like she thought I was crazy or something. And I called another one I didn't know, and they act like they thought I was crazy. But really, it's been like 1992 since I was ever in any kind of, you know, had any kind of mental problems or anything. But I'm all right now. But was wondering, you think, like, when I talk, that people could hear me on the radio? You know, what, when I'm talking?
I don't have any idea. The only thing that you might be experiencing...
Yes, ma'am.
...is what they call galvanic shock.
Galveston.
Galvanic...
Galvanic.
...shock. And that's where you have two different types of metals side by side...
Yes, ma'am.
...rubbing together.
Uh-huh.
And that can cause something called galvanic shock.
Galvanic shock.
Yes, sir. But as far as anything else, I have never heard of anything else. I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm just saying I've never heard of it.
Wait.
But I do know that you can get galvanic shock. And it'll absolutely, it'll make you feel like if you've ever taken your fork and stuck it accidentally into one of your fillings, and how it makes you just sharp pain.
Yes, ma'am.
Now that I can, you know, and it could be what you're experiencing is galvanic shock, but I've just never heard of it in that form.
Well, it won't, you know, you said shock, it won't eventually get what electrocute you or
no,
something,
sir,
like I pick
no,
up
sir,
a spark
sir,
off or something.
It'll just be, have you ever bit down on something on a fork and it would shock your mouth because you hit a feeling with that?
Yes, ma'am, I know what you mean.
Well, that's the only thing that you'll be experiencing, as far as I know.
You don't think there's no way y'all could stop this from doing this, sir?
That's why I'm saying, let me go and ask Dr. Rector. I don't
okay. But I tell you, while you're in there, would you ask him this here? If he can't stop it altogether, you know, at least reckon if he could just put it on a different radio station or something. You know, I don't particularly like the kind of music it's playing, you know.
Well, I don't think we can do that, sir.
You don't?
No, sir.
Now to absorb some local color through the magic of AM radio.
The book of Revelations tells us to watch for the seven signs of evil.
Wait, sign of evil number 4.
Continuing our sign of evil countdown, here's Vanessa Williams.
Now it's time for Best Talk with Bud Good.
Well, good evening, I'm Bud Good, and this is Fast Talk, the only Fast Talk call-in program on this station at this time. This is Fast Talk, the whole idea of Fast Talk is talk as fast as you can. Fast Talk, I'm proud to say, is the owner of about 17 records at this time. We have the record for the most talk per call, the most calls per hour, the most words per minute, the most thoughts per sentence, and we also have the record for the most records of any program on the air. This is Fast Talk, I'm Bud Good, let's hear your call, let's take our first call. There it is, Fast Talk, go ahead. Hello, who's there? Not enough fast talk.
Okay, come on, fast talk.
Talk a little faster.
Okay, a little faster, come on.
Life is pointless to the point of boredom and suicide, and even culture club becomes a viable possibility. Oh, if only I had a brain, the world would spin in four dimensions of day-glow colors. If not, when I speak, I evaporate
faster,
new
faster,
colors.
Faster.
Generation wears my spirit into the point of breaking. For if life is love and love is God, God is life. If water is life, water is God.
That's
if
bullshit,
water is
shut up. Okay, faster.
Nuclear waste is highly toxic, so life is nuclear waste. But
it's too late now,
it's too late now.
Talk faster, we only got 5 minutes.
Thank you. We like the ones with no end. But we have to move on. This is Fast Talk. All the way. Talk fast.
It's Jill at the Diamond Center.
Myself in so much horrible ways that it can't, he'd possibly hope to make itself incredibly nice again because it's totally messed up, and not only that, it's extremely impossible to make anybody want to make anything of it matter anymore.
Very good, next call, Fast Talk, you're on the air, go ahead.
Okay, spit it out.
I'm the Happy Gnome, who are you? Can I sing the Happy Gnome song?
Go ahead, as long as you sing as fast as you can.
I'm Happy Gnome and you can't catch me.
Faster.
How are you doing?
Take it down, hurry up.
That's an old farm, think of dirty things. When I should go for a few nuttles and come to drop the ding. Yay!
Sorry, that's not fast enough for a song. This is Fast Talk, I'm Bud Good. This is Universal Media Network, and this is Fast Talk. Go ahead.
Great, you know, there's nothing, there's no slow stuff in the show, no pauses, no nothing stupid at all. This is such a great show. It's just like those top 40 hit stations where they play nothing but music, out music, and then they talk over it and make ads for private theaters. And I don't know what I'm going to do now, but what do I say? Okay, oh God, I'm
that's
happy,
good, that's
happy.
Good,
I hate those
good.
Weird stations down in Berkeley. No one knows what they're saying, and no one cares about anything anyway.
Let me ask you a question. Hey, buddy. Hey, stop. Okay. Now I'm going to ask you a question. What are you listening to right now?
What? What are you talking about? What do you mean, what am I listening to?
What are you listening to right now?
What are you
listening to right now?
Go
ahead. Tell me fast. We don't have much more time.
Sit down. Go over there.
I'm sorry. You're listening to Fast Talk. That's what...
Anybody can talk so all of you make any sound. Make anybody kind of intelligible sound. We're talking off the edge.
lazy and stupid because he's falling over the edge and making himself all kinds of methane noises,
huh? Wait a minute. Let me explain one thing to you. Let me explain just one thing. It is permissible to stop on fast talk. You don't have to keep talking. It's just whatever you say, you have to say as fast as you can.
You
can stop. That's okay. We have dead air. That's okay. That's okay. As long as everybody comes in as fast as you can. Now keep talking fast.
The problem.
Dead air.
What program are you on?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Hello. Okay. Some people see your work as a load of rubbish about the outdoor time travel. The program handle, I think, a talk about the inner restaurant. See it as a deliberate ambiguity. Please for understanding and magnify deep boss. The point is frozen. The beast is dead. What is the difference? What indeed is the point? The point is frozen. The beast is no longer standing and the point is taken. If the left hand turns over, the spirit time jumps. The engine must be ahead. The dining car out of esophagus. The guard sent our left lung. The kettle turned our shins. The brief first class compartment. The skin of the name of the back level crossing. And let you go. Cold Simon. The clarity is devastating. But where is the ambiguity? Over here, in the box. Lafontaine, do we sister any new world anywhere? The point is frozen. The illusion is complete. The reality is illusion. The illusion is reality, and everything else is stuck. But now, is the box, as Hitchcock observed it, is the reality, as the ambiguity, as Hitchcock observed in the box? Okay, sir. Ambiguity stood out the way, the other.
Thank you. That's the best fast talk so far. Go ahead. Fast talk. You're on the air. About it, folks, we're out of calls again, and I don't think we can rouse anymore at this time. We have talked fast all the fast talk out of every fast talker out there. This is Fast Talk, but good saying so long, good night, and fast talking to you.
Your Volkswagen thing from across the street while I was getting a rhubarb smoothie. Oh yeah, these smoothies are great. They're loaded with important phytochemicals to combat the free radicals floating around in your body causing you to make bad decisions, like buying that Volkswagen thing. Oh, good burn, man. You seem really cool. Yeah, guess you could say I've been dulling the cutting edge for years. So I was wondering if you could tell me where the raddest swimming spots are. Me and my girlfriend Olestra burning up in this man-made heat dome. All right, man. Yeah, me and my girlfriend Topiary, we're just gonna head over there. Oh, snap, my man. What are the GPs? That's like a way of saying GPS without really saying it. Well, we could tell you the DDs, but then we would have to kill you. Oh, hilarious, Pierce Brosnan. No, seriously, we would stuff you in the trunk of our 1968 Toyota Land Cruiser, and you would probably suffocate, and then you would be unable to swim. Massive bummer. Well, would you have the 411 on a poorly ventilated pavilion with a band playing awkward versions of old Southern rock songs? My dude, I have just the spot for you. Battlefield Earth, every Tuesday night at 10 p.m., only on WGXC and WGXC.org.
This is Pennywise. Joan, you're next.
This is Sue.
Ah, hi, Sue. How can I help?
Jim, I really have a problem with impulse buying. I never have money left for anything.
Oh, why?
Jim, I really have a buying impulse problem with buying.
Okay.
Buying anything.
Now, wait a minute. Go ahead and use some of that money to bring some happiness.
Jim, I really have a problem. Jim, I never have money left for impulse buying.
A lot of people have that problem. Take cash.
Good idea. I feel we really need to buy right away.
After all, money is only paper and metal till you put it to use.
I never have money left.
But we've already decided to buy.
Impulse.
I really think it'll help.
Good idea.
Oh, thanks. Okay, let's go to line four. This is Pennywise. I'm Jim Phillips, and your name is...
Bob.
Hi, Bob. What can I do for you?
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Oh, this is Pennywise. Line six, you're on. And your name is...
Bob.
Caller number five, you're on the air with Pennywise. I'm Jim Phillips.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Oh, let's go to line seven on Pennywise. Hi, I'm Jim Phillips.
Bob, commercials.
Oh.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Oh, well, listen. I think your first responsibility is to yourself and your family.
The what?
Thanks for the call. Hello, you're on Pennywise with Jim Phillips, and you are...
Bob.
Okay, let's go to line four. This is Pennywise. I'm Jim Phillips, and your name is...
Bob.
Oh.
Commercials.
Hello, caller.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Ah, and your name is...
Bob.
Hi, Bob. What can I do for you?
The what?
Go ahead.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
You sound frustrated.
It's because I am.
Well, my kids and I, for example, love to build things with crap lumber.
The what?
All right. Thanks for the call, Carl.
Bob.
Ah, this is Pennywise. Line six. You're on.
Bob.
Yeah, Barb.
Bob.
Go ahead.
Claims made in commercials.
Ah.
I get confused.
Why?
I get commercials confused.
Like a magic.
The what?
Well, many religious people follow the biblical plan of tithing. You may want to visit with your clergy about it, but of course...
The what? Commercials. I get confused by all the claims.
Then your name is...
Bob.
That's a tough one. A lot of people have that problem.
The what?
Truth in advertising.
I get confused.
Advertising, though, can be a really good source of information because of the truth in advertising policy.
The what?
Because of the truth in advertising policy.
The what?
Truth in advertising.
The what?
Truth in advertising. Truth in advertising. You see, the law requires advertisers to tell the truth.
The what?
The truth. The truth. To tell the truth. Truth in advertising.
Good point.
So listen carefully to the wording of an ad.
The what?
The truth in advertising.
The what?
Well, then you have to decide if honesty goes both ways, right? After all, so... This is Pennywise. You're on the air. Hi, Bob. What can I do for you?
Yeah, Jim, this is Charlie.
Okay.
I've got a moral question for you.
The what?
Wait a minute. Thanks for the call, Bob.
This is Charlie. I've got a moral question for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a matter for your own conscience, Charlie.
I figured you'd say something like that.
All right. Why don't you give it a try this year?
Okay, but they'll never catch it.
Well, thanks for calling, Charlie.
Thanks.
This is Pennywise. Line six. You're on.
Yeah, Jim, this is Charlie.
What's the most important issue?
Getting back to the basics of teaching children, not teaching them critical race theory.
And what is critical race theory?
Well, I'm not going to get into the specifics of it because I don't understand it that much, but it's something that I don't, what little bit that I know, I don't care for.
And what have you heard that you don't,
well,
that you
I'm
don't
not,
like?
Well, I'm not going to, you know, I don't have that much knowledge on it, but okay. It's something that I'm not, that I don't care for.
Do you think your use of scanners violates individuals' privacy?
It probably does, but I just use it to provide stuff for the group. Find sound and then turn it over to them and let them deal with it. Everything from CB radio through cellular phones, it's totally illegal. There we go. Now maybe I can get something. Now you're going to have to bear with me because I'm going to come down here. And it lost its memory. I'm going to have to program it because it's been unplugged. So let's see here. Okay. Put that up so we don't have that. And it's scanning. Now, it just locked onto some TV noise. That's all that is. There's strong signals here. I'm going to go manual. 01. And let's see. I got it. If you can see that, it's on AM. I gotta change it to narrow FM. That's number 7, and enter. And now I'm gonna put in the 800 megahertz band, a cellular phone frequency. I'm gonna go 869.58 and enter. Now, nothing there. There's not much activity this late at night, so I think what I'm gonna have to do is go, I'll enter that. I'll go 01, enter it. Now I'll go 1, and now 869, enter. Now I'm going to search through 891, enter that, and then search. Now it's looking for something. Oh, there's another one. Yeah, we broke the law right now at this very instant, didn't we? Now maybe you guys are working for the CIA or something. Oh, there's a nice strong signal. Let's center it. Yeah,
88 69880. Well, I'm not done talking. Well, I need to get off this phone. My bills have been outrageous, so if you want to call me at work.
Really good antenna, but it needs to be a short piece for the high frequencies.
I thought you were going to a club. I didn't know you were going to work.
Ah.
Well, I just check out what was going on here. Carl, I feel like you come at me like this with both guns blaring, and you back me into a corner. It would be, I've been patient, I've asked very politely all along. You have, and I've screwed up all along in not making this phone call.
And I'm very frustrated, I'm very, very confused as to why this simple thing has not happened, and I'm very,
you know,
maybe I'm not the person I should be in a relationship, so.
No, just stop it. I get to work, and I get into one-track mind when I'm at work.
So do I, Jeff.
And
when we needed it, I was on the phone.
And I'm not the same type of person.
That's because you take me for granted.
No, that's not true.
You have seen every emotion on this issue and how upset I've been, yet you've done nothing. What you don't realize is the toll it's taking on me.
Oh, there's a jamming signal trying to get in.
I'm trying to comprehend how the person that says he loves me as much as you do cannot do the simple thing. I can't understand it. I'm totally baffled by it.
I understand.
Maybe it'll work better this way. Yeah, now I'm clear of it. Bouncing off my body.
And I'm telling you, I will make a phone call in the morning.